Uncertain Peril, Genetic Engineering in the Future of Seeds, by Claire Hope Cummings, published by Beacon Press. Copyright 2008 by Claire Hope Cummings. For we have forgotten this, that the earth is a star of grass, a seed planet, swirling with spores as with clouds from sea to sea, a whirl of them. Seeds take hold under the cobblestones, and between the letters in my poem. Here they are. From Green Light by Rolf Jacobsen. Translated from the Norwegian by Roger Greenwald. A note on the terminology. I use the words biotechnology and genetic engineering interchangeably, along with the references to transgenics and to GMOs, or genetically modified organisms. In all cases, I'm referring to recombinant DNA technology, as it is used to breed new organisms by crossing species boundaries. I'm not using the term biotechnology in its general sense, which can include natural processes. This analysis focuses exclusively on genetic engineering as it is used in agriculture. Genetic engineering has many other applications, particularly in medicine. Some of the arguments made here may apply to those uses, but only coincidentally. Last, sometimes I refer to plants and seeds as if they were the same, which of course they are not. In some cases, where I was unable to make a finer point, I resorted to generalizations. Some of these generalizations will rankle experts, and for that, I apologize in advance. Preface. Yet, in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. President Dwight D. Eisenhower.